Parag Vav, Mishnah Vav. Ha'omer haray alai eitzim. If a person says as a neder, as a promise, behold, I will give wood to the Mizbeach, but he doesn't say how much wood. So lo yivchos b'shnei gizrin. He shouldn't give less than two pieces of wood, like the normal amount, the normal size they would use on the Mizbeach. And the reason why we use the number two is because he used the word eitzim. Eitzim is plural. So two is the minimum in plural. So therefore, he can't give less than these two gizrin, these two pieces of wood of the standard size of the Mizbeach. If he wants to give more, then by all means. But that would be the minimum he has to give because he didn't give a specific amount. Lavona. If he says, I want to give Lavona, was the spices, the frankincense, he makes a promise, I want to give Lavona, but he doesn't say how much. Lo yivchos mi kometz. He should not give less than a kometz. A kometz is like a fistful. That would be the minimum amount of Lavona that he has to give that normally comes with the carbon mincha. We learn that from a pasuk that the minimum that he has to bring would be this kometz, this fistful of Lavona. Zahav, if he makes a promise, he wants to give gold to the Mizbeach. He wants to give a golden coin to the Bedek Abayas, to the upkeeper of the Mizbeach, to the upkeeper of the Beis HaMikdash. But again, he doesn't say how much. Lo yitchos mi dinar zav. He's obligated to give to the upkeeper of the Beis HaMikdash not less than a golden dinar, which has the value of 25 silver dinar. V'chol elin, all these cases, again, Davka is all talking about where he didn't give a stipulation, so we're saying what the minimums are, the standard minimums. But of course, if he says how much he wants to give, then he just follows what he says. So pretty simple. Moving right along, Shishal and Adava. We had mentioned in the previous Mishnah that there were six boxes, six shofars that were set aside. They were called the Nadava boxes, the boxes that had coins that would come from for voluntary, donations. So from these six boxes that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Nadava mehayu osenba. So what would they do with all these coins in these Nadava, in these gift boxes? Not literally gift boxes, but these boxes that were collecting coins from people that were giving it on their own volition. So really, we really already said this in the previous Mishnah, but this is the source, and that's what we're going to say it again now. So lokan ba'olos, they would buy with it, they would take the money from these boxes, and they would buy with it karbanos as a carbon ola. And ola is totally consumed on the Mizbeach. Habasal Hashem, the meat would be burnt up totally on the Mizbeach for Hashem. V'ra'oros, and the skins, lakohanan, the skins would go to the Kohanim. And then Medrash Darash Yehoyada Kohen Gadol. So even though the entire carbon is being burnt up, the Kohanim still get the skins. And this is darshened out, Yehoyada, the Kohen Gadol, learned this out from a pasuk, and he was around the days of Yehoash the king. So the time that he lived. So he learns it out from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Asham hu is an Asham, a sin offering. Asham Asham Lashem. It's a sin offering to God. So there's a contradiction over here. Asham hu is mashma, that it's like any other carbon asham, which normally the Kohen would eat a carbon asham. But Asham Lashem is mashma, the whole thing goes to Hashem, like an ola, which is totally burnt. So how do you learn this? So rather, Zehaklal, here's the rule. Kol shehuba mishum chet umishum ashma. Any money that was left over for money that was set aside for a carbon chatas or a carbon asham, like, for example, these six boxes of the nedava, right, they were collecting the leftovers, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, from things like a chatas or an asham. So then you take the leftovers, you lakach ba'olos, buy with it carbon olos that are totally burnt on the mizbeach as a nedava, as like a gift, it's like voluntary. Habasa l'ashem, the meat is totally consumed on the mizbeach for Hashem. So that's how, that when the pasuk says Asham Asham Hashem, it goes to Hashem. That's over here what it means. It's referencing to the meat being totally burnt up to Hashem. V'aros kahanim, and the skins go to the kahanim. That's what it means in the pasuk when it says Asham Hu, that it's just an Asham, meaning it goes to the kahanim. It means the actual skins. So here we have the answer. The skins would go to the kahanim, but the meat would go to Hashem. And therefore you see there's no contradiction here. Nimtzu shnei ksuvim kayamim, both psukim are kayam, they're mekuyam, they're good. Asham Hashem, the pasuk of Asham Hashem means the meat is burnt to Hashem. Vashem lakohanim is the skins go to the kohanim. Biomer, and this is the explanation of another pasuk in Sefer Malachim. Kesef Asham, the money of an Asham. Kesef Chataos, the money of a Chatos. Lo yuva beis Hashem, don't bring it into the house of God. Don't bring it into the beis Hamikdash. Lakohanim yehiyu, give it to the kohanim. So again, this is impossible. the money was set aside for an ashram or for a chatas is given to the kahanim, right? But shari tzvicha, but you have to buy with it karbanos for Hashem. How do you give it to kahanim if you don't buy a karban for Hashem? It doesn't make any sense. Rather, it's saying is the leftovers, and again, that's what these six boxes were set aside for. The leftovers of money from a carbon asham or a carbon chatas. So what they would do is that the leftovers, they wouldn't just use it for upkeep of the base of the mikdash. They would use it as they would buy with a carbon olos, right? And the carbon olos would totally burn on the mizbeach. That's how it went up to Hashem. But the leftovers, they would, and then the skins of these carbonos, they would give to the kahanim. So again, we find a similar pattern where the leftovers of these carbonos were gathered into these six boxes, and they would use it to purchase carbonos as olos to be brought on the mizbeach, when the mizbeach didn't have anything on it, so there was always something burning on it. The carbon would be totally burnt up for Hashem, but the skins would go to the kahanim. So here you see the split. And this concludes Perek Vav. Moving right along to the new Perek, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Ma'o shenimtzu, money that was found, being shkalim l'nedava, between the box that said shkalim, they collected the shkalim for it, between the box that said nedava, that people just give voluntarily. So what is the status of these coins? So kar of the shkalim, if it was found close to the box of the shkalim, then yipu the shkalim, then put it into the shkalim box. L'nedava, if it was close to the box of Nadava, of the boxes that's collected money from people on their own volition, Yipul Nadava, then of course, put it into the Nadava box, because we always go after what is closer. This concept of closer is learned out from the parsha of Egla Arufa, when you find a dead body in the middle of the city, and you don't know which city, you know, you don't know who killed the person. We measure out, and we see which city was closer, and we give that city the responsibility, because they're closer to the dead body. So we learn that from this concept. It's psukim in Sefer Devarim, and we apply it to over here, that depending on where how close the money is, it goes to the appropriate box. But what about mechtsa lemechtsa, if you found it right in the middle? So now what? When it's found in the middle, yiplu l'nedava, we go stringent, and we give it to the more stringent box. So in this case, it would be the nedava box. Why? Because the money of a nedava was more stringent because that money was brought as a carbon ola and totally burnt on the mizbeach for Hashem. Whereas the shkalim, right, you would bring with it a chatas of the tzibor, carbon chatas, that wasn't totally burnt, or a goat for the musaf offering on the yom tovim, that the meat is eaten by the kohanim, and other different types of things for the community you would use the shkalim for. So you have coins that are being used more for communal stuff, or coins that are used for karbonos that are totally burnt for Hashem, the ones that are totally burnt for Hashem is more stringent. So therefore, we go to the Nadava box and not to the Shkalim box when it's found smack in the middle. Another case. Ben Eitzim L'Lavona. We found money between the box that said wood on it. People that are giving money to the wood, to the box that collects wood for the Mizbeach. Between the box of Lavona, people would give money to buy Lavona spices for the Mizbeach. Karav L'Eitzim, if it was close to the box that was meant for the wood collection, Yipul L'Eitzim and put it into that box. L'Lavona, if it was close to the box that they used to buy spices for the Mizbeach, for the Karbanos, Yipul L'Lavona, put it in the Lavona box. Mechza L'Mechza, now what if it's found in the middle? Yipul L'Lavona, put it in the spices box. Why? Because the spices, the Lavona, was more stringent than the wood, because the spices was brought as an actual carbon, whereas the wood was only a machshirei carbon. It was used to burn on the Mizbeach, to burn the Karbanos. But the wood itself is not a carbon. So here the Lavona is more stringent. Another case, Ben Kinin Legozle Ola, between the Kinin, where the smaller birds that were brought as carbonos, Legozle Ola to the, I'm sorry, Kinin, where the bigger birds, Gozle Ola, where the smaller birds, and both of these type of birds were brought as carbonos. So between the Kinin, the bigger birds, the box that was used to buy the bigger birds, and between the box that was used to buy the smaller birds, the Gozle Ola, Karav L'Kinin, if it's close to the box of Kinin, that was money was used to buy the big birds for the carbonos, Yipul L'Kinin, put it into that box. The Gozli Ola, if it was found close to the box of Gozli Ola, where they would buy with it the small birds for the Mizbeach, Yipul Gozli Ola, put it into that box. Mechzel Mechzel, found in the middle, Yipul Gozli Ola, put it in the box that was used to buy the smaller birds, because the Gozli Ola were more stringent. Why? Because the Gozli Ola were totally at Olos, they were totally burnt on the Mizbeach as a carbon Ola. whereas the kin, the bigger birds, one was used as a chatas, a sin offering, which is eaten by the kohanim, and then the other one was used as an ola that would be totally burnt, meaning you brought two birds. So one was a chatas, one was an ola. So here, since they're not both olas, but one is a chatas, and the chatas is eaten by the kohanim, it's not as stringent as the gozli ola, and therefore if it's in the middle, put it by the gozli ola, not by the kinin. And the last case, mein chulin l'maisa sheni, if you found money between a box, you had chulin, non-sacred standard coins, to ma'aser sheni. You had ma'aser sheni on fruit, that you have to be eating it in Yerushalayim. So instead you redeemed it onto money, and you said, hey, I'll bring the money to Yerushalayim, spend it on fruit over there, and then eat the fruit there. Because it was like too much of a bother to bring, you know, wagons of fruit. So he says, you know, I'll just redeem it onto money, take a check, then go to Yerushalayim, use that money to buy fruits over there, and eat it over there with the holiness of ma'aser sheni. So now again, what's the rule of this money? If it's carved the chulin, if it's near the chulin, the non-circuit money, yipul chulin, put it into that box. Carved the ma'aser sheni, if it's closer to the ma'aser sheni, yipul ma'aser sheni, put it into the ma'aser sheni box. Mechtel mechtel, if it's down in the middle, then of course, yipul ma'aser sheni, put it in the ma'aser sheni box, because ma'aser sheni that has kedusha on it is going to be a lot holier than just non-sacred coins. And with that, the Mishnah concludes, Zeh HaKlal, here's the rule. Hocham achar karov lahakel. We always go after what is closer, even if it means you can be more lenient, we don't really care. Because we always say if it's closer, then that's where it came from. But if it's going to be mechel mech, if it's in the middle, then we'll always pick lahakel, the stringent one, and we'll say which one's more holy, which one's more stringent, and then we'll go with that one. So with that principle in mind, you can apply it to all different cases, and that concludes Mishnah Aleph in Perek Zion, and that's it for the day.